The Silent Fountain by Victoria Fox, read by Laurence Bouvard and Helen Keeley. Prologue. Italy, summer 2016. It was always the same dream, and every time she saw it coming. She knew where it began. A bright light, gathering pace from a sheet of dark. A lucid thought. A picture more real than any she could fathom in waking hours. Afraid to look, but more afraid to resist, she stepped towards the light, arms open, weak, and she knew it was a trick. But suddenly there she was, blissful, forgetting, her lips on his forehead, his soft skin and his smell. She could capture it now, so many years later, and on the other side of consciousness. His hair, the warmth of his body. They were locked away in the deepest parts inside her, still intact, despite the storms that place had weathered. She knew where it ended. He shouldn't have spoken. He shouldn't have asked.
"Don't leave me. Come with me. I'm waiting. I'll catch you. We'll be together again."
The water, still and cool and silver and quiet, inviting.
"Come with me. I'm waiting."
The woman wakes with a jolt. Her bedclothes are bunched and damp with sweat. It takes a moment to surface, the weight of water all around pressing down. The air is tight in her lungs. Adelina, the maid, comes in, opens the shutters, and welcomes the day.
"There, signora, that's better."